Thank you for tuning in again to Words Accompanied by the Spirit, an entity of benevolent woman. Today I am reading in the book of 1 Samuel, where Saul was anointed king over Israel, and from almost the beginning he fiend the love of God. This was indicated whenever Samuel came to him and during his inability to fully carry out God's command that he always referred to our sovereign Lord as your Lord. After admonishing him, Samuel had to clean up the mess that he had made, and all the while Saul was greedy, unrepentant, full of pride, and rebellious among some of his demeanors. 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23 speaks volumes of the anger of the Lord and the treacherous nature of Saul's spirit. Please reference this for a clearer understanding. What really stood out was how much Samuel loved Saul and how totally different in character they are. Samuel had been a priest since he was a child, left in the care of Eli. He obeyed the Lord fully, even up to slaughtering King Agag because of God's righteous judgment and punishment meted out for Agag's past behaviors. The Bible didn't say that the Lord ever commanded him to do it, but Samuel knew God's will and Saul did not carry out the task. He was also keenly aware that Saul's disobedience would have led to destructive consequences for all of Israel, nor was it written that Samuel had ever killed anyone before. Remember, he was a priest. But because of his love for God, he didn't leave Saul's abandoned responsibility undone. He didn't hesitate or doubt. It made me think of us as humans. When someone does wrong, we may correct them, and if it is a monumental task, admonishing is as far as we will go. Very few say, "I will take the accountability upon myself to rectify this situation." Most are okay with just leaving it undone, and even more so saying what they would have done. In other words, lip service. I could write longer about what the Holy Spirit has shown me from our time together, but it would be exhaustive. I will take this lesson to heart that when you truly love Him, you will go above and beyond to perform the commands that He gives you. God is good. There is a spiritual component because it has clearly been shown that Saul's sins created vicious cycles and so many were affected. And one example that stood out was when he made the oath that no one should eat or drink anything until he avenged himself. It almost got his own son Jonathan killed, although Jonathan would later die anyway, possibly because he chose to follow his father into battle knowing that his father would ultimately not prevail. But I digress. The Israelites were keenly aware of how serious the oath to God was, in that when it was over, they slaughtered the animals and ate them raw with the blood in it, further transgressing the commandments of the Lord. But God was so merciful that knowing their hearts, He did not hold this against them. And in all things, Saul consistently blamed everyone else, even when he was given the opportunity. Saul was never truly repentant, nor turned his heart to God. Thank you for joining us again here at Benevolent Woman. I hope you enjoyed this reading. Please visit us at benevolentwoman.com. Thanks.